The company in charge of building the $36 billion national broadband network, NBN Co., has confirmed to the Australian Financial Review that it is exempt from freedom of information laws. The spokesman says the company doesn't have to subject itself to FOI requests because it's an incorporated company. Two parliamentary inquiries are about to examine the network and its business plan. The opposition's communications and broadband spokesman, Malcolm Turnbull, is speaking here with Sabra Lane.
What this is just another example of the way the Commonwealth Government is refusing to allow the public or the Parliament to scrutinise this extraordinary, unanalysed, ill-considered $50 billion investment.
The company spokesman has told the Financial Review that it is exempt under Section 4 of the Act. Is it something that can be legally challenged?
Well, it's certainly something that we will be challenging. We'll certainly be challenging it in the first instance in the Parliament.
There is precedence for scrutiny, isn't there? Telstra was open for scrutiny before it was privatised?
Oh, exactly. That's exactly the case. And there is plenty of plenty of precedent for this. And, of course, there is an issue of principle. I mean, this is not a private company that the government has taken an investment in. This is a company that was established for the sole purpose of fulfilling a government policy. Now, let's remember that the government, when it came into office, said that every major infrastructure project would be subject to a rigorous cost-benefit analysis. And it said it would open up freedom of information laws and it would provide greater scrutiny. And yet with this, the biggest infrastructure project in our history, there is no analysis being allowed. There is no Productivity Commission in inquiry. And beyond the Freedom of Information Act, the government is endeavouring to exempt this, the biggest public work in our history, from any scrutiny by the Public Works Committee. So this is a government that is desperately trying to avoid anybody having a look into the economics, the feasibility, the whole strategy of the national broadband network.
The NBN company is an incorporated company. It has to compete with others in the marketplace eventually. It wouldn't be fair, would it, to have all its business planning and documentation easily accessible to competitors?
Well, there are specific exemptions in the Freedom of Information Act to deal with commercially sensitive material, and that's something that can be weighed up. But you have to remember that the NBN is going to involve the expenditure of upwards of $50 billion of public money. It's a massive investment.
The company's also exempted from Parliament's powerful Public Works Committee. You're trying to overturn that. If you're not successful, will any authority have the right to scrutinise how the company is using taxpayers' money?
If the government is successful in preventing access to the NBN under the Freedom of Information Act, and if it's successful, that is to say if the independents support the government on its attempt to make it exempt from the Public Works Committee, then this project, then there will be very limited opportunities to scrutinise this project other than with a change of government.
The opposition's communications spokesman, Malcolm Turnbull, speaking there with Sabra Lane.